This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we will go to Australia one of these days.
That's right. We sure are going to do that. But in the meantime, we have Ramona Cox. She calls herself Sky Chick.
Good Everybody morning. Calls her Sky Chick. Please.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
How did you get the bear to pose for this picture?
It wasn't easy.
I know. Yeah, I had to offer it some cookies, and then it was on it.
You know, bears do work pretty cheap these days.
Right. Actually, I guess that is a huge part of your backcountry camping and flying, is how to keep the food out of the airplane so the animal doesn't destroy the airplane.
Oh, absolutely. I hang it. I bungee cord ice chest. I have all these different ways to do it so that they can't get my food, because it's pretty important. I mean, I can always fish for more fish, but it's kind of nice
Except
to have
in
what
Arizona,
you brought.
That might be a little tough.
Right. That would be tricky.
I was going to say, you can't go fishing for Oreo cookies.
Exactly.
Staple of American life, yep.
Yeah, Mint Milano's.
Ooh. Oh, now we know.
Now
that's
you know
her survival
my weakness.
Ration.
That's
it.
That's how she got the bear over
in
there.
In case of emergency break glass.
Right, right.
So you got a lot going on here.
I have a lot going on. I'm really excited this year. I mean, I'm most excited about a new book that I came out with, and it's premiering here. It's called Flying Off the Grid. It's like my DVD, but it's a book, and it has some really fun stories of my adventures, but also lessons learned as a result of those stories. An example of the chapters. There's nothing stinkier than bear slobber.
Oh, so,
right? That won't wash off.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a story there.
Right, so there's a story there to some typical experiences, or one, a date with fate. And it's about how sometimes your plan A, which you all game to do, but it ends up, you end up on plan D, and you figure out by the time you get there, there was really a reason that it all happened. Mm. So it's kind of about accepting what's going on and just go with the flow.
Right.
And then sometimes you have some really great surprises at the end. So
Dealing
with it, exactly. Yeah. So the adventure.
Mm-hmm. I heard it said once that adventure is what you get when things go wrong.
Right. It's like my trip here.
Ours too.
Ours was nothing like hers. Hers involved airplanes.
Oh, gosh. 3.5 days. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You never sit still long.
I don't.
Well, you know, you're talking about your airplane. What are you flying?
I have a stationaire, a Turbo 206, so it has big cargo doors, and so I can go high and low and fast and slow, and that's where I can carry 1,000 pounds of gear and 80 gallons of fuel, so I'm pretty geared up for just about anything.
When you plan these backcountry trips, how mm-hmm. do you evaluate a landing area? Do you Google Maps? Do you somehow get other people to tell you whether you can make it in there, that kind of stuff?
Right. You know, it's a combination of things. I will use, his name's Galen Hasselman, and he has a lot. He has some books, Fly Idaho, Fly Montana, Fly Utah. They'll give you a lot of good tips. Sometimes I call the actual associations, Utah Backcountry Association, Idaho Backcountry, and I talk with them because they usually have the most current information. If I can't get anything from anybody, sometimes I'll call the Forestry Service, and if I can't get anything at all, then I just decide, I think I'm just going to go check it out myself. So there's a lot of ways. It's better to get all the information you can, because every year, within 2 weeks of landing at an airstrip, it could have completely changed. It could have been flooded out. There could be elk wallows all over. So there are a lot of considerations. You want to get all the info you can before you just go jumping in.
So, and it's also, I guess, one of your standard procedures is to make a low-level pass before you decide you're going to land or not?
Well, you can't always, because a lot of these are no-go-around. So there is no low-level pass. You're making a higher-level pass. You're looking around, and if you see a herd of something, then you're just kind of guessing, well, can I land short enough so that even if they decide to scatter, I'm not going to hit them. So those types of decisions. You definitely want to look for game on the runway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Skunks.
Porcupines.
That's the worst. Yeah, porcupines, absolutely.
Ooh. Ow.
Yeah, so
that's dinner.
What's the hairiest moment that you've had while you were actually on the ground camping?
Has to be the bear slobber.
Right, that was close. No, probably when an elk snuck up on me. Not an elk, a moose.
Oh.
And they're really ornery. They will attack completely unprovoked and stomp you for the sport of it. So that was probably the hairiest. and there was really no good exit, no place to go. So I did this Michael Jackson move and just did the moonwalk backwards mm-hmm. while not making eye contact, because you know that's aggressive move in the wilderness. And
okay.
And I just kept moving back, and as I moved back, she moved forward. And so it was weird. It was really weird because she kept my pace coming at me. Mm-hmm. And then finally I did that all the way through a stream and around a tree. And so she lost interest and then took off. But she could have just so easily have stomped me right then. And I usually have a weapon, right, in a backpack. But I had left my backpack because I turned around and saw a beautiful photograph. And I had crawled over and I was taking the photograph. And when I turned around, she had snuck up and her foot's right next to my backpack.
Oh, and you're thinking, boy, I hope she doesn't know anything about automatic weapons.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right, right. So, I mean, I've come across bear and everything else, but that was probably one of the scariest.
So would you say the moose is the more unpredictable of the two animals?
Yes, I would say so. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely stay away from moose.
Right. I'm assuming the moose didn't ask you to go for a ride.
Yeah, that's all. She wanted a flight.
Right, I know. I should have asked.
You
silly
should have.
Me.
Yeah, but didn't think.
Silly me.
You got to play all those cards.
Yeah, I did not think.
Step one in animal encounters, ask if they want a ride.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there's just so many really cool things that are going on this year. I have the four talks. So I have backcountry, I have air camping, and then I have air camping essentials. And like last year, Honda Generators, thank you, Honda, they have created a spot right next to the Honda Generator tent. It's booth 381, right off of Boeing Plaza, for my airplane and a full air camping setup. And I brought a lot of really cool new gear this year.
Are you camping with your plane this year?
I can't because it's inside the ground.
Yeah.
They won't let me.
That's kind of a letdown.
Yeah, I'm booted out of my own airplane as a result of that.
I have to camp at the hotel. It's so hard.
Yeah, but we've got right under the wing, I call it the Under the Wing Talk Series, and I've got four really cool speakers. One of them is Jessica Cox. So mm-hmm. on Monday, she has her premiere of her movie, and it's going to be jammed. So if you want to have a chance to talk with her one-on-one, you'll be able to do that. That's happening on Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning. George Kunis is going to give tips on flying aerial photography. So if you guys, formation people and everybody, they'll be able to come by. And that's on Tuesday at 9. That's tomorrow at 9. He can give you all the tips, what shutter speed, et cetera, so you're not getting prop blur. And then Dr. Brent Blue on Wednesday is coming. And all of this is at the booth, so you can stop by the booth and check it out. But so I'll have the sheet there with the schedule. But so he's going to come. And if you have questions that you would normally ask your FAA doc, but you'd rather ask somebody else first before you talk to him, then you can go and ask Dr. Brent
Under
Blue.
The radar.
Under the radar, Dr. Brent Blue, you can ask him. It's called Ask the Doc Wednesday. And then on the same Wednesday, that's at 10 a.m. And then July, same thing, Wednesday at 1. Ken Brooks is going to come and talk all about sat phones and spot and all of these different things that are really important for us, not just for backcountry pilots, but for anybody in an emergency.
Right. And so, they're all recent developments.
Yeah. So that's
stuff.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Oh, and I have, where did I have it? I have that. My it's called the Ultimate Air Camping Checklist. It's my new thing, and nobody's ever made one. And it's really, really functional, and they're free. So if people come by the Honda booth, 381, they can pick one up. And it has on the left side, it has all the essential stuff that you should have really handy in a backpack. You can grab it. Plane's going down, you grab it and you're out. And then on the right side, secondary emergency stuff. And then the inside has all those different things that you may not think about, including brands that I recommend. A lot of times at my talks, people will be asking, what brand, you know, or write it down. So I put it all on here. And it's really helpful. I just made it and I used it for the first time when I was packing for this trip. And it was very, very helpful. So these are really nicely done.
It's very in-depth.
It is very in-depth.
It is a significant checklist. I'm thinking a lot of this stuff we can use on our trip out here to Air Venture.
I do see a glaring omission.
Which is?
No moose repellent.
Oh. I was going to say.
I think bear may work. Bear repellent.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
And of course, at your display there by the Honda Generators, you have an inflatable moose, right?
That's right.
Oh, I should. I really should. And the book, I have some book signings coming up. So
okay.
I'm so excited because I mean,
you've been
my
very busy.
First book. Yeah. So there'll be a book signing at EAA Warehouse Thursday at 11. And then another one on Saturday at the Sky Shop. So anyway, yeah, stop on over. And at the Honda booth, we have phone chargers so that if your cell phone is dead, pop over there and you can pop, you know, charge your cell phone and we'll chat it up and talk about flying.
Sounds good.
Pastime. You do carry a generator with you, don't you?
I carry a Honda. Yeah, it's a 1000, an EU1000i, and it's great.
Little tiny thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, well, I mean, it's not that, it's that tiny, but it only weighs 27 pounds, and I used to carry a lot of batteries and solar, mm-hmm. and it just, I had to carry so many batteries to last if there's a 3 or 4 day storm that right. it ended up that it was just a lot more efficient to bring the generator. So I have the, you know, obviously I have one of those there. You can see the size and lift it. So yeah, I'm all excited. And then we got the AeroShell stuff going on out there.
Yep.
They're
yep.
signing, and you can sign up for a you know, for a ride with the AeroShell aerobatic team.
Oh boy.
Pretty
cool.
Amazing.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Well, we'll definitely get over to check you out. That's yeah, brain dead.
That's Boeing Plaza.
Yeah, Boeing Plaza.
The Honda
yes. Ramona. Yes.
Yeah. Sheesh. Booth 381. Yeah, it's right near where that giant the C5 is it? The
could be.
What's out there? The giant green airplane.
That's okay.
Giant green airplane.
Yes.
Giant
look
green
for the
one.
206 with the lips on the front. That's all I know.
And the moose by it.
And the moose, yeah. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.